Hey folks, thanks for being a member of the Cafe Insider community. In addition to the Cafe Insider podcast and my weekly note, you also get bonus material from my interviews on Stay Tuned with Preet. This is exclusively for you. Hope you enjoy it. Assume that you are correct, that ONN blows up in a big way and Trump joins it or buys it.
Buys it, yeah.
What does Fox News do?
I think Fox tries to be a center-right, business-oriented demographic, but they're going to get squeezed by these guys. It's a problem for them. It's a real problem for Fox. I think Murdoch's got no chance of resurrecting that after this election, because he's not going to in any way, even if he tries to make nice with them, Trump wants something he can completely control, and he can't control Fox. So, I mean, Trump has to be the talent. And I think the danger is that he ends up grabbing the people from Fox that are most popular that also drive that message. And there's real money in that. There's a massive amount of money in Trump's megaphone and eyeballs. I think the country's going to have to deal with what's going to be a much more polarized media organization. That's one thing that's fairly easy to predict in the next year, 2 years.
If Donald Trump does not run for president, do you think that Tucker Carlson is a real threat to run?
I have no basis to believe that. I mean, look, we like media stars in this country, but I do think that there are plenty of serious Republican figures that are more than happy to embrace populism, who are going to do quite well, they have a base, they have states, they have money behind them. I think they'll work.
You want to name a couple?
Well, I mean, you look at Tom Cotton, and you look at Josh Hawley, and you look at Mike Pompeo, and Nikki Haley will obviously be in the mix. I have no view. I don't think Ivanka has that political ambition, and I don't think Don Trump Jr. has that credibility. And I think you're right that Trump himself will still be teasing a run himself. So I think it's going to be a very weird period. But first, we have to get through 2022, and we have to see what that looks like. And it's quite possible that 2022 ends up being a lot of centrists get wiped out on both sides, and the parties look very different.
What's your thing about puppets? Why are you so obsessed with puppets?
What do you mean by thing?
Can you tell folks about your puppet thing?
Well, yeah, I got a puppet thing. Sure. I mean,
you know, it's not that common for men of a certain age to be.
No, it is. It's just not common for those men to be public about it. Usually they keep that on the DL. All right. I mean, you like my puppets. That's why you're asking.
I love your puppets. I think they're great, but tell people about what's the deal
with
the puppets.
I was going to do a puppet of you, and the cost of the fur on felt was exorbitant. I couldn't handle it. It was going to break me.
I'm trying to promote your puppet stuff.
It was going to break me.
And you go in with the jive.
So I think, well, first of all, Trump is an abundantly puppetable person. Leader.
Well, that's because he'd rather have a puppet as president of
no
the United
puppet,
States.
No puppet.
And it's pretty clear.
You're the puppet.
It's pretty clear.
Also, when I was a kid, The Muppet Show was my favorite show, my period. It was awesome. It had lots of social commentary, but it was friendly. It wasn't mean. And I think in a world that is so divided and so angry politically, that what's a better way to get at politics than have cute little furry puppets? I mean, even my Trump puppet is kind of cute. My Biden puppet's kind of cute. Like my Khomeini puppet is surprisingly cute. And
what do you have the puppets do?
They do little skits about politics. And it's called Puppet Regime. Of course it is. Because what else would you call
it? What else would it be?
What else would it be? It's a lot of fun. When I first told my staff that we were going to do this is a problem when you work for a company that's owned by one eccentric person. They desperately wanted to stop me because they were concerned that we would just lose clients if we had a puppet show. And I said, no, we were definitely doing it. Once it took them a few weeks to realize that I was serious and that I would.
Who writes the skits?
I've done a couple of them, but not many. We have a crack team at G-Zero led by this guy, Alex Clement, who's worked in many different manifestations in the firm. He's done research and consulting, and he writes, and he's also a musician, and he's just a creative force. So when I told him about this, and he had never done puppetry before, but he just threw himself into it, and it's fantastic. I will tell you, though, that you have no idea how difficult it is to manage people that make puppets. because they are among the least responsible and responsive segment of society I've ever met.
The puppet makers? Or no, are they called puppeteers?
They're called the puppet. No, these are puppet makers, puppet and they makers. they don't believe in deadlines, and they don't care about how much money you're paying them. That's not the issue. They just miss deadlines on a regular basis. They get things wrong all the time. They don't care.
I think you just made the problem. Aren't you worried they're going to hear this?
They're probably going to hear it. Yeah, it's completely. But I love them, right? Because otherwise, why would I be doing this? Like everything in the world can't be corporate. Have a puppet.
Who does the voices for the various leaders?
Well, so for example, Kim Jong-un, like, can you just imagine, you can't have a white guy do Kim Jong-un because that would be racist. So we have this.
How would anyone know?
Oh, believe me, they look into this stuff. So we have this South Korean woman whose father came from North Korea, and she basically does his accent when he's drunk. And it's hilarious.
I can't believe it. My only real friend. And you lost. Why? Why did you even have an election? Why?
The accent that I've been impressed by.
Is what?
Well, you can probably guess. It's pretty easy.
The Trump one.
Prime Minister Modi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Modi one's pretty
good. That was a very good Indian
one.
Accent.
That's a good
Indian.
Yeah, well,
now,
again,
is that a white
people.
Guy?
Nope.
Because I'll look into it.
You can.
Okay.
I'm glad you think that that's a good Indian accent.
It was excellent.
Donald, Mota Bhai, we are very sad to lose such a great saffron-colored friend of India.
Yeah. Can you do one? Can you do an Indian accent
yes,
for us?
Yes, but I'm not going to do it. I'm
no,
not going to do it on demand.
No, come on. Do something.
I'm not going to do it on demand.
Really? Say that I am very, very friendly to you.
I'm very, very friendly to you.
That's awesome. I feel like we've just connected a little. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to put this in the bonus section.
It better be. This feels like a bonus.
All right. Is there anything else, Ian? I gotta get going.
No, I'm good, man. I got a 1:30. Yeah.
Do you want to curse one more time?
No, f*** off. Yeah, okay. Sure.
All right.
Thank you again for becoming a member of Cafe Insider. Listen to the Cafe Insider podcast every Tuesday with Ann Milgram and me, and stay tuned every Thursday.